Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
We give you glory, we give you glory. We give you glory, we give you glory. At top of the Namasi, Robo
Christ. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. It's his peace, the river of his peace this morning that's passing through this place. The river of his peace. Hallelujah. The comfort and the compassion of the Lord. His embrace is here on this morning. Hallelujah. To hold us, to guide us, to reassure us in every situation that we face, every season of life that we have to navigate. It's his embrace, hallelujah. It's his caress, his comfort that is here on this morning. This is a place of transformation. This is a place of change. This is a place to cast our cares on the Lord because he cares for us. This is the altar of exchange on this morning, where we're able to leave the ashes of life and pick up his beauty, hallelujah. We're able to lay aside garments of heaviness and pick up the garment of praise on this morning, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your eternal love for us, for which you sent Jesus Christ into the world because you loved us so much, so none of us should perish. You sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but that through him, all will be saved. We thank you, Father, for the open door of salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for total transformation in each and every one of us at this altar on this morning. We thank you, Father, for new glory. For we thank you, the Bible says that the latter house will be more glorious than the former house, Father. We decree and declare a new glory arising at Celebration Tabernacle Church, a new glory upon the people of Celebration Tabernacle Church and their families, Father, in the city of Cocoa. We thank you, your word says that you are a wall of fire around this city and your glory is in the midst. Let God arise and every enemy be scattered. Let God arise and every enemy be scattered on this morning. Let God arise in your life this morning, and every enemy must scatter. Every enemy of depression, every enemy of oppression. We call you out this morning, every enemy of emotional turmoil. We assassinate you now in the name of Jesus. The glory of God has arisen. Every issue coming against health, physical health, we cut the umbilical cord, the root of it right now in the name of Jesus. You said, Father, that by your stripes we have already been healed. By your blood, we decree and declare every spirit of disease, every spirit of dysfunction, every plague must pass over, that our dwelling place, our bodies, is not the landing place for virus. It's not the landing place for bacteria. It's not the landing place for any malfunction in our physical bodies. We decree and declare divine health, divine strength, longevity of days, not just long days, but satisfying days, where we're able to live to see the blessing of God, not only on our children, but our children's 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 children. We decree and declare fullness of life. Hallelujah. Productivity in life. Hallelujah. This is not the waiting room. Hallelujah. It's not the waiting room. It's the place to come to be developed, to be impactful in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it already is in heaven. Father, we thank you for this opportunity on this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
He's the one that sustained me. He's the one that makes me speak right now. Therefore, I love him. I have no shame in my game when it comes to God. Okay, verse 7. Let's look at verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what it, and it shall be done for you. Say out loud, that's me.
That's
me. Say again, that's me.
That's me.
That's it right there. Verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. I tell you, God called us to be people of action. God called us to be people of what? Action. Our mouth might agree, but we quickly get cozy in comfort. And most of us who can support ourselves, most of us who have a home, a car, a bank account, we become very cozy. We have comfort, and we think we are the one that is doing it. We get in that zone where I got it all. My life is not like that one over there. I'm not like that one over there. My life is not, I'm not that. We get, so if you're not that, then do something to help that person. We are the seed of righteousness. Why? Every one of us in here is a seed of righteousness. And I'm going to prove that to you. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, says here, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. That was Genesis 12, verse 2, when God spoke to Abraham. He said, look, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name what? Great. And that's great. So let's see if we come from this great man. Because every great man that produced kids are also great. Whatever. They don't leave their kids, no matter where their kids find themselves in life. They can always know that their father has something. There was a story in the Bible of a rich man with his son. And his son took his portion of wealth from his father, and he went and he wasted it. And while he wasted, one day he comes to himself, and he says, look, I'm out here feeding swine. What am I doing? My father has servants. My father has employ a lot of people. They get good wages. And here I am. And he says, I'm just going to go home, admit that I messed up. I'm just going to go home, admit that I'm no longer a son. I blew it. But I'm going to ask him to just make me a higher servant. And I'm going to be better off. Every father produced powerful, a
I'm talking about good father now. Every good father produces good son. And they all know it. And it doesn't matter where they find themselves in life, they know they can rise again. So I'm going to tell you something here this morning that will bless you. Because Abraham, we are the seed of Abraham. I want to give you that. Look at Genesis chapter 17. If you look at Genesis chapter 17 and look at verse 5, quickly, I'm going to show you you're right. Let's read it. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you father. I made you a what? Father of what? Many nations. So he is the father of this nation. He is the father of this nation. So we are the seeds of Abraham, which is the seed of righteousness. Which is the seed of righteousness. So why are we struggling? Why are we in the condition that we are in? The Bible says, sin is a reproach to any man, any people. If your life is not what it's supposed to be, the answer is simple, is sin. And no matter how you sugarcoat it, sin is a reproach to any man. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. For the wages, the pay to do sin is terrible. Doing a life of sin carry consequences. And it has a pay. It doesn't matter whether you're rich, whether you're poor. It doesn't matter whether you're black, whether you're white. It doesn't matter whether you're Hispanic or Chinese. Could care less. Sin doesn't care. Sin does not care. It will mess you up. And the pay for it is death. That means destruction. Not physical here, but destruction. You ever seen somebody got it all and they lose it all? Go check them out why they lose it, practicing sin. When sin is in a man's life, it cripples his thoughts. When sin takes hold of a man's life, it cripples his thinking, his thoughts. It allows him to do things which are crazy. You ever hear somebody says, I'm out of my mind? They're doing things and say, I don't know why I do that. I don't know why. I must be out of my mind. Or it says, I lost my mind. Yes. So sin is no respecter of person.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.